Moving to more serious news, and Janusz Walusz was reportedly stabbed yesterday by a fellow inmate in the same housing unit he's in at the Khosi Mampuru Correctional Facility in Tshwane. And this comes just 2 days before his release on parole after spending nearly 30 years behind bars for the murder of Chris Hani. The Correctional Services Department says that Walusz was in a stable condition and a detailed incident report will be provided at a later stage. Covering that story for us this afternoon is Eyewitness News reporter Bernadette Wicks, and she joins us on the line now from Johannesburg. Bernadette, good afternoon. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Any idea what led to the stabbing of Janusz Walusz yesterday?
We don't at this stage have any confirmation of what the motive was or what the circumstances were or the situation. But obviously this comes with the deadline for the minister to release him on parole being tomorrow. And so there's obviously a speculation, at least, that it might have something to do with that.
Have authorities indicated when they will reveal more information about it?
They've just said that there's an investigation ongoing at this stage and that a full incident report still needs to be completed. So we haven't really received any clear information on the incident itself from the department yet.
Bernadette, where does this leave Janusz Walusz's parole? Will he still be released and allowed to go to an outside hospital, or does he remain behind bars now?
Well, the Correctional Services Act does provide that if an inmate's been approved for release or granted release on parole, or whatever the case may be, that if their release puts their well-being in danger, that the department can then make arrangements to keep them detained or whatever arrangements they need to make to take care of them. And we have to remember that even once he is released on parole, he remains essentially a ward of the state. He remains under the responsibility of the Department of Correctional Services, which has to ensure that his safety and his well-being. So they still bear some responsibility over him. But from what we understand, the incident was not serious enough to necessarily warrant that kind of management going forward. So we do expect that he will still be released within the deadline, so by the end of tomorrow.
And is there any news on what's happened to the person that attacked him?
Well, we haven't received anything official from the department. There have been reports on News 24 that he is apparently a man who was in prison for murdering a lieutenant colonel in the South African Air Force. But any further than that, those haven't been confirmed independently on our side, obviously. And anything further than that, the department hasn't commented at this stage.
Bernadette, we know that Walusz wants to serve his parole outside of South Africa, and I suppose he's got an even stronger case now. He'll argue that he's not safe here. Do we know if the Department of Home Affairs is looking to do anything about that and grant him an exemption to the Immigration Act?
We don't know yet. So the current status is that his citizenship was obviously revoked, and the Department of Home Affairs has since, just this week, announced that they were going to give him a special exemption in terms of the Immigration Act, which would allow him residence so that he could serve out his parole here. Whether or not an argument that he puts up in the back of this incident will be sustainable, whether or not it's something that the Department of Home Affairs would consider at this stage, remains to be seen. But, I mean, I think it also bears noting that the fact that there was animosity towards Walusz is not news. I mean, we know that this is an incredibly sensitive case, that it's such a visceral case, and that it's really heightened emotions around the country. And I think the notion that, I think it was always known he wasn't going to be welcomed with open arms back into South African society.
Yeah, you can say that again. But yeah. Bernadette, lastly, before we let you go, what's the current situation at the prison? Are there either protesters camped out that don't want to see him released on parole, or a media camp waiting to see whether he's going to walk through those gates today or tomorrow?
We do understand that there are some people at the prison at the moment. It's quiet from what we hear, but there's obviously a lot of interest as to how the next 24 hours are going to play out.
Well, we will rely on you to keep us informed with the very latest. Thank you very much for joining us. Eyewitness News reporter Bernadette Wicks, she's covering the story of Janusz Walusz and his stabbing and his imminent release from prison.